I didn't sit down and kind of concoct a Bond sound, if you like. I mean, I didn't stylistically think. It was a whole mixture of the guitar things, that whole rock thing that I'd been through, plus having studied with Bill Russo, Kenton's orchestrator and composer, all that brass thing, that style of music for film was new. But what that style of music was me. It's what came out of me, that it just came out of me that way.
Monty Norman's James Bond theme, arranged by John Barry for the first 007 film in 1962, Dr. No.
I didn't see it until after I'd done the theme. I stood in line outside the pavilion one Sunday afternoon, and I went in and paid my money and saw it. And when I saw the movie, I thought, this is very fresh. The whole Bond thing, I mean, Sean and the whole attitude of the movie was totally fresh. There was always just under an hour's music in all those movies. Just worked out that way. Maurice Binder was doing the titles, and then I think he was pleased when he got the music, because he then cut it to the music. And I've worked with him on all the other movies afterwards, and he loved to get the music. But he did all those wonderful things, like You Only Live Twice, with all those Japanese parasols turning. He was a very original guy, a wonderful guy.
Goldfinger was the first one that you wrote the title song for,
right,
as well, wasn't it? Was
mm-hmm.
that kind of quite daunting?
No, I wanted to do it. I was breaking my butt to do the whole thing. I wanted to integrate the song throughout the whole picture. And I just played it for real. I mean, I just treated it very seriously. I didn't treat it tongue-in-cheek. So when he was in danger, I played it in the most serious way. Just kind of thinking what a 12-year-old kid sat in the front row of the cinema, what he wanted to go through. He wanted to be excited. He wanted to be, oh, no, it's like, James, there's somebody behind you. You know, all that stuff. I just played all that all the time. That was the way the whole movie was played up. The saxes with the sultry girl walked in. I mean, I just played it right to the hilt. For what it was worth. They're broad stroke movies, twists and turns, but they're all very broad strokes. As I once said, subtlety's not a virtue in a Bond score, really isn't. So it just had style. Once I saw it with Brown John's titles down the screen, I thought, Jesus, it's still, to me, the most powerful opening of any of the Bond movies. I mean, those images, the hand coming up and the golf ball between the breasts and the Aston Martin and that whole thing, it was just total entertainment. I remember audiences went nuts. They applauded at the end of that title sequence.